Brilliant Box of Stones, Benjamin Francis Leftwich. Online now. Genius. He actually sort of had them eating out of his hand on Saturday at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival with his witticism, his joie de vivre.
Of course.
Exactly, his general sort of capable Canadian take on life, the universe, and a whole heap of other goodies. Of course, we're referring to the legend that is Shane Rimmer. How are you, Shane?
I'm very well, and I'm, I tell you one thing, that was a great visit. Because never been up in that country before.
I can understand why people normally stay well away from Middlesbrough.
I know that's the word, but I would beg to be different in my anyway. The library gathering, the people in the library, and the people who attended, and it was a pretty full house there, and also at the hotel, and our marvelous cyclist Les, who runs the reception desk. They're all very warming, and you know, no matter what the climate is, it wasn't the balmiest of days up there, was it?
Well, I don't know. That was pretty much our tropical offence.
Oh, that's the tropical.
Sorry. You know, I mean, we had good high temperatures on that particular area.
Yeah, you had over 20. That's very good.
Exactly. I mean, it's a bit like Jodie Orton complaining.
Fahrenheit. Yes.
True. Nice one. It's a bit like Jodie complaining when she came back to Britain after being 6 months in the States that it was raining, Jodie.
Well, yeah, it rained all day. It rained from...
What, here or there?
Here in England.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Well,
Alex should have arranged something a little differently for you. That's his fault.
I did.
That's very disappointing.
The heavens were crying tears of joy that Jodie Orton was back in the country.
Ah, yes. Yes. Well, that's a lovely way to put it.
Exactly.
Totally wrong, actually, but it's a
says a lot. No, she's back.
Rebecca Schofield, you have questions for Shane because you've already been doing your research into the Shane Rimmer background.
No. I have, yes. I think I'm fully prepped now on you, Shane.
You're pretty what?
Pretty prepped.
Oh.
Prepared. I was just wondering, your website is extremely informative. It's fantastic, actually. Very useful and user-friendly website. It mentioned that you had a Royal Mail first day cover of stamps for Thunderbirds.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, in January. How did that... Well, I just wanted more information on that, really. I was quite curious.
Well, that, to my information, sold out. I mean, in the first 2 days.
Oh, fantastic.
So there was quite a big rush. It always takes you by surprise, this sort of reaction to Thunderbirds, whatever it happens to be. Today, I just found out that Lady Penelope's original casting, you know, the figure, has been found somewhere.
And
hooray!
It's
hooray!
Yes. Well, I tell you, wait for it. It's been going to Bonhams in London to be auctioned. And unless you've got 10,000 in your back pocket, you're not going to get it.
Well,
isn't that incredible?
Jodie, we'll just have to ask for a loan, clearly.
Yes.
You better go back to California and get them.
We'll put that on the scale. Brilliant stuff.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Sylvia Anderson will be delighted. Jerry, well, he needs to put these things behind him, basically. That's the key thing.
Well, I hope he doesn't linger. Anyway, I'd like you to say hello to Sheila, Alec, who we all had a marvelous time with. That didn't sound terribly right. We are together up in Middlesbrough.
Listen, as I said, the Sheila and Shane Rimmer show, I feel, is going to outsell the Osbournes in terms of...
Well, it's all yours.
Yeah, I'm already working on the sort of aspects as we speak, actually, with Sheila's agency background.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Also known as the Shook and Shook.
Hey, I like it. It's fantastic. Yes, it's
hi, very Alex.
Good. Hello, Sheila. Good to speak to your good self. And welcome to formally making your debut, of course, on the Midweek Drive.
Making my debut.
Do you know Becky and Jodie and...
God help you.
Exactly. And Ashley. We've been working with Shane for over a quarter of a century. We've spoken to Sheila several times. This is the first... She's officially been on the show. Well, actually, Saturday was the first time she was officially in the studio, in the house, as we like to
fantastic.
Say. Keep it real. Now she'll make her first official. It's wonderful. It's great. I feel as though happiness is breaking out. Anyway, given that Sheila was one of the fabulous Three Martinis?
Yes.
Yes, dancing group extraordinaire.
Oh,
we have a dancer.
Exactly.
Terpsichore, that's what it's called.
I thought it was Hoofer, actually, Shane.
Hoofer.
Hoofer is nice, as long as you remember it's an F and not any other letter that's actually there. But it works the whole thing. Continue with your questions.
Yes.
Thank you. Your website states that you're currently living in Hertfordshire. Is that still...?
I'm living in Hertfordshire.
At this moment, I'm
talking from Hertfordshire.
Oh, perfect.
It's a very nice county.
How does it compare to Canada?
It's not quite as wild. Well, the people are as wild, but, I mean, they don't have any bears and wolves and these sort of things around. No, it is very nice, but when Sheila and I get a chance to get back to Canada, the first place we head for is the Algonquin Forest and places up north, about 100 miles north of Toronto, and you just wander around. And all is still as it was 150 years ago. So, got a great attraction.
You see, Jody, you should clearly have gone north of the border to Canada, as opposed to having to be with all those savages in the United States.
I can give you a couple of feathers, so they'll make you feel very welcome.
Yeah, next time round, you're next over there, Canada, the place to go from that point of view. Fantastic stuff. Anything else you'd like to add, Becky?
No, it was just that the website was extremely informative. I enjoyed reading the website.
If I may say so, Becky, our son Damien does the website.
Oh, wow.
And he is a graphic designer, and he will be absolutely thrilled. I will pass on your message to him.
I am very impressed with that website.
And I can tell you, Sheila, that Becky Schofield, when she was a graduate, she is a graduate now, when she was an undergraduate, and as a graduate, she's very critical of her website. She was trained in that at degree level. So when she gives you praise for a website.
Wow.
High stuff.
Well,
indeed.
Damien also designed the front of Shane's book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just to sort of said that, it is the picture from The Spy Who Loved Me, as well as Scott Tracy, I presume, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yes, that's very good.
There's a third one on there. I can't remember what that one is.
Something about the Rue Morgue, I think. I don't know.
Let's just do a quick... We'll briefly go back to Thunderbirds. Ashley, have you ever seen Thunderbirds?
I've seen bits of it. It's not. It's kind of out of my age range, to be honest.
Because you're 17 now. When was it when you first kind of came across Thunderbirds?
I'd be 8, 9, 10. Much younger than I am now.
Did you not pester your parents in Horncastle to make you a Thunderbirds outfit?
I think I had a toy Tracy Island, which the swimming pool opened up, and Thunderbirds would fly out of it.
Little green one.
Yeah, the green one come out of the palm trees.
I haven't got one of those.
Jodie, Thunderbirds?
Yeah, I mean, I remember Thunderbirds. Obviously, being a lot older than Ashley.
I'm sure we're due for another regeneration shortly. And Becky?
Oh, my brother's Thunderbirds used to go out with my Barbies. So, yes, I'm fairly equipped with Thunderbirds.
Sorry, Becky, I could have sworn there you said that your brother's Thunderbird used to go out with
Barbie. My Barbie, yeah.
Alex, were you ever a fan of Thunderbirds?
I've got a confession to make, Sheila.
You weren't.
No, I was, actually. Oh, but possibly just veered more towards Stingray and Captain Scarlet, shockingly enough.
Oh, no,
the truth is out.
But no, I think, actually, I first met Shane when I was doing a radio report on a Fanderson convention back in 84. And Yes, because it was and I did say that it was initially through Gerry Anderson that I did a degree in science or in chemistry and biology, because I was inspired to probably become Hiram Hackenbacker, brains and so
good
on.
Good man.
Well, there we are. Let's move on briefly to a theme which actually I thought we didn't really get a chance to speak about on Sunday, and it's got a wonderful, evocative theme tune to it. It featured, of course, Robert Vaughan, Tony Anholt and Nairi Dawn Porter. Mm. And Mitch Murray, who also has contributed several times to the show, also produced this for it. In the avenues and alleyways, where the soul of a man is easy to buy, everybody's wheeling, everybody's stealing, all the lower living high. Every city's got them, can we ever stop them? Some of us are gonna try. Yes, the Rich Murray theme to or the outro to the Protectors, is what we're referring to. Because one of my colleagues actually, Shane, said that he's doing a book on John Galsworthy.
Obviously
connected with the Forsyth saga, and clearly Nairi Dawn Porter, sadly no longer with us, our New Zealand actress who's moved into the great Hollywood in the sky. Did you manage to talk to her at all? Had you worked with her in the Protectors, other than on the Protectors, or was it a different line entirely?
I had never met her before. I tell you something, because these things are a bit of a jumble. They when you come in, you have to have everything prepared, and it's, the word is go from the very beginning. But she somehow had a very lovely, placid kind of thing about her. And Robert Vaughn wasn't too placid. But that script that I did, Zeke's Blues. I'd written that for Tony Curtis because he was doing another thing called the Protectors.
The Persuaders.
Persuaders, sorry.
Sorry, I was doing this on Sunday, correcting you, Shane. It's your life, you know.
Yes. It's important for Look, follow me around, will you please, because I've been nobody. Anyway, he couldn't do it. He had to go back to Hollywood to do some reshooting on a film. Oh. So the one that I wrote, I had to portray him in. And luckily, I was out on the Persuaders set a couple of weeks before and just following him around to see how he did things. And I'll tell you what, he might have been sort of a matinee idol, but he knew what he was doing. He had a great sort of technical armory. That fella.
There's a wonderful sequence in the book From Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls, of course, Shane, where you explain that Tony Curtis, he didn't think you were a stalker, but he thought you were actually taking various surreptitious notes down.
Oh, he did, yes. And he came over, and I tell you what, Tony Curtis on the run is something that you don't want to be in the way of. I mean, he's because they have a lot of that out in Hollywood. They have a lot of, and a lot of them are people in the business, and a lot of them are extras and, you know, people who come on and do short-term participations, and they write notes, and they have a ready, very welcome sort of newspaper receiver to put them into print. And you don't really have to verify anything. You just say there's a rumor around, or it is said that. I mean, it's malicious. Anyway, he was very, very concerned that I was sitting there with my knees crossed, writing down all these notes until I explained to him
it was research.
What the score was.
Exactly. You're actually a genuine creative writer. The fact that, you know, the role was intended for you all along is irrelevant. It's marvellous stuff there. And as I say, when push comes to shove,
I didn't put anything in his soup, honestly.
Exactly, exactly.
Nothing.
It's got to be Shane over Tony any time. I mean, I know Tony was great in the Persuaders, and the way he actually interpreted so many roles as a sort of medieval Robin Hood character, where he'd utter the immortal phrase, "Yonder lies the castle of Mafada." Genius.
That'll go down. That'll never get away.
No, exactly. I mean, he tried with the Boston Strangler, but it just wasn't in the same league. You know, it just wasn't really, still.
But at least he gurgled well. That was...
It's very good. Very, exactly. Yeah. Jodie, any questions you'd like to put to the Rimmers, in fact, Sheila or Shane?
Well, I just wondered, Shane, because you've been a voice actor and, like, obviously a norm character.
A voice actor and a normal actor.
Yes, I'm just on form today, I'm sorry. Yeah. I just wondered which you preferred, whether, you know, doing voiceovers or, you know, being in front of the camera yourself?
Well, no, I think you do. I mean, if you get involved in a run like Thunderbirds, it's great because the character emerges, and so it's like playing. It's like playing a live actor. But I think usually you like to have the option of animating it a little bit. Usually it's that. If the character's written well and you're in tune with what's being written, you want to go for it.
And also, I think, I mean, Sheila can possibly correct me on this, but it's fair to say that the modelling of the characters in Thunderbirds, it did take on certain Shane Rimmer characteristics. I mean, you look at Scott Tracy, there we are, front of the book, you look at Shane Rimmer. I won't say they're twins separated at birth, but, you know, because obviously one's 6 inches or thereabouts, and one's a human being. But there there is a similarity there.
I was happy I didn't end up looking like the Hood.
Yeah, well, that was obviously for me, Shane, but anyway, that's a different line.
All right, so, thank you.
As I said,
Alex, yes. did Shane answer Jodie's question?
You know, that's a very good really line good. There. I think he did.
Yes,
I mean, Jodie, do you think?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why we love Sheila. Sheila.
I like that the wife is checking up. I think that's brilliant. Yeah.
I think we've just opened up a whole new series here. It's fantastic.
Yes.
You know, I mean, on a show which has already featured Blondie via Chris Roberts and Richard Fitzwilliams out of Royal Ascot and so on, and still is out to go to Los Angeles to put a few questions to our director and producer over there, Phil Leonis. Fantastic stuff. Motoring onwards, any questions from yourself, Ashley?
I would like to mention, you say in your autobiography you've worked with the likes of Stanley Kubrick. What was it like working for and with someone of such high calibre?
Well, it was a stupendous way to break into films. I mean, international films. And yet he was the most giving and pleasant and helpful of men at that time. I think things changed a little later. He became slightly recluse, but he was very helpful because he hired us simply because we had never been in a plane before or a bomber before, and we were going to make mistakes, but that's what he wanted. He had Peter Sellers and Sterling Hayden and Keenan Wynn and these people who could sort of keep the ship on keel, but he wanted a bit of a distraction, and we were very happy to supply that. He was great. It was great.
I mean, for a young actor, I suppose it's the equivalent now of somebody actually working with Spielberg. Would it be the same in that sort of area?
Yes. The sort of power he had at that time was incredible. I mean, he didn't like Hollywood very much, and he moved everything out from Beverly Hills or Santa Monica or wherever it was over to England, and that doesn't happen. People don't do that. And he said, no, this is where I am. If you want me, come and get me. And they did. You know, he never stopped working.
Precisely. Much like yourself, Shane, you see. The magic thing, you know, it's Slim
yes.
Pickens didn't, you know, did a different line in Thai. Peter Sellers moved
Slim
on.
Slim Pickens.
Exactly. Speaking, actually, of the cast of Dr. Strangelove, one of the folk who actually connected, I think, for a time with Peter Sellers, Annika Wills, is joining us next week.
Ah,
which is in fact, actually, it's a kind of ITC bliss next week, because just a little tease ahead, we will be welcoming back Annette André, who of course was Jeannie from the delightful Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. She'll be joining us live from New York. We'll be having Annika Wills joining us, and indeed from the movie From Russia with Love, and indeed episodes of The Saint, and a whole heap of other fabulous things, including The Avengers. We'll be welcoming Eunice Gayson back to the show. So just teasing ahead for that. Just keep
I don't know how you handle all this high power.
Well,
stuff,
obviously,
Alan.
I don't physically handle them, Shane, because the legal writs would be
tremendous.
Yes, so,
I know.
You know,
it's just a form of expression.
It's those tablets you're taking, isn't it?
But the IQs, yes.
Bliss, exactly.
Shall I tell you, Shane's already ordered them.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
Marvellous.
It cost me a fortune. What are you doing?
Listen, seriously, I'm going to have a word with the managing editor, and I think we should be talking celebrity endorsement here. I think we need to look at that, and I definitely have to work through that. Clearly, I can't, because of Siren status, give a huge plug to bioquinine coenzyme Q10 capsules, but there we are.
Yes.
It just throw it out there. If you're listening to it on podcast, you can obviously play it back again from that point of view.
You know, I wonder why you're so bubbly.
Courtesy of multi-bits and various other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Becky, would you like to ask Shane and Sheila those last two questions, please?
Have you had a reasonably interesting chat today?
I haven't. As always, we have a very unpredictable and very interesting
fantastic
chat.
So can we look forward to hearing your dulcet tones again in the future?
I hope so. One of these days, Alex is going to get totally sick and tired.
No.
And then it'll all be over. But
no.
Until then, yes.
Listen, you're not dealing with Robert Vaughan on a bad day or Sean Connery on a bad day here. We always
thank God for that.
Quality will always out. And Sheila, who noted, we seem to be quite quiet with those two questions, so hopefully it's two yeses for Sheila as well.
I've been laughing.
Exactly. Sheila Rimmer and Shane Rimmer. And I think actually we should have the full Rimmer family, Rimmer host. In fact, we're already looking towards that for the World's Words Festival. So I think you know, a kind of collection of Rimmers well worth connecting. There must be a plural word for the village. For, you know, no, I'll work on that.
You'll come up with something.
Indeed. We've worked through that point of view. Shane Rimmer and Sheila Rimmer, remember, From Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls, available online and in all good bookstores and all sorts of other reviews. It is a cracking book. We'll be doing a Book of the Month podcast as well, featuring Shane's dulcet tones very shortly, which will be available to download. But if not, if you can't wait, and why should you, go and sign it out now? You know, and I do say this, a genuinely good read. There we are. That's almost product endorsement. Really. Dangerously close. Happy trails for now.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thanks.